This is Bill Alford with the Ham's Hog Market Commentary for Tuesday, August 25th. More news on the tariff front, where President Donald Trump has threatened to impose an additional 50% tariff on all cars, trucks, both large and small, automotive parts, and steel, in retaliation for the dollar-for-dollar tariffs Prime Minister Carney has said will go into effect on American goods on September 8th. The timing is a little unusual, however, as Trump's threats will not be applied until the new year. Political observers note that this is after the U.S. midterm elections in November and have suggested it is merely an appeal to his base, independent voters, and patriots. It nevertheless represents an escalation in the trade rift with no further talks scheduled for now. For now, hogs and pork remain off the tariff list, but that could change at any time. Today, the list includes dairy products, alcohol, wood products, and hockey sticks equipment, specific plant and natural products, like honey, and some miscellaneous consumer goods like candles, leashes and saddles, t-shirts, floating docks, and rafts. Meanwhile, market hog cash prices remain in a seasonal trend lower, but stable, and there's no reason to expect anything else in the short term. Lean hog futures have been under pressure since the end of July, and we see no reason for that to change either. Unfortunately, it has resulted in very low forward contract values, rendering poor hedging values when producers would likely prefer to have some price protection. But the market has no reason to rally, and producers looking for higher forward contract values will simply have to wait.